Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hold on. Hold on, hold on.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm just looking at what Kevin Bacon said about his wife.
Oh.
So yesterday, you know I love love.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon celebrated his 30th anniversary to his wife, Kira Sedgwick, and it's melting hearts is the headline.
Oh, man.
But it keeps going to a damn ad, so I don't know how it's melting the hearts because it keeps going to an ad. Hold on.
We'll just wait.
Okay. Thank
that
you.
I
really.
We'll be here till 10.
Fans of the couple who have two grown children, Travis and Sosie, everybody was moved to tears. He wrote this. This is the most loving, perfect statement ever. Oh, wait. No, that's what somebody said. So inspiring that you've been together and married for so long. Thank you for making me smile. But I don't know what he said.
Well,
What did he say?
What did he do?
Sean, will you find it? It keeps going. You know what is weird? Look at this stupid screen. It keeps jumping and going to an ad.
Is Kevin Bacon the guy that they associate with that 6 degrees of separation?
Yes.
Is it Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. I haven't seen him do anything lately.
No,
but
I think
he's
better, too,
good.
As he gets older. But I think a lot of people are that way, especially the male actors.
It's crazy. Sean, will you find out what he said about somebody, about love and stuff? Oh, did he sing her a song? That's what he did. Oh, my God. He sang her a song.
Oh, boy.
He says, she's the woman of my dreams and the music in my life. And he sang her a song. Sean, like you do for Shayna.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
So romantic.
Oh. Baby, you don't know what it's like.
They both sang.
To love somebody.
And then his tweet.
To love somebody. The way I love you.
Oh, that is so.
They sing together.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
30 years. I can't believe it. At Kara Sedgwick. Sedgwick. You're the woman of my dreams and music in my life. Hashtag to love somebody. Hashtag Bee Gees.
Quite an accomplishment there.
No kidding.
Hollywood. 30 years. Kevin Bacon. Got to give the guy props.
And they actually do look like they like each other.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Hmm. After 30 years.
Yeah. Seems impossible. Right? I mean, I figure right around that 10-year mark.
Kind of crazy. Yeah. All right, BJ Harris, everybody, would like to chime in on today's Tabloid Trash with his theories about Kim Kardashian and Drake.
I feel like you're making fun of me.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Right before I went to Tabloid Trash, because he wants to get this in there. So what he does is he tells me something right before I go to Tabloid Trash that he really wants to talk about, that he's so excited about. Like, you know, sometimes it's The Bachelor, sometimes it's Snooki. And the situation. Well, today, he really wants to talk about Kim Kardashian.
I've changed my mind. I don't want to talk about her.
Tell everybody what your theory is. Okay, go.
Do you love me? Are you right?
This is the story you had yesterday, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, you told me that you saw something with Entertainment Tonight or something. They debunked all this.
They did.
I guess Kiki and the song, the Drake song, is supposed to be Kim Kardashian. That was the rumor floating around.
Well, some people are slowing down the song, and it says KK, like Kim Kardashian.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you
I can slow it down.
KK.
Okay, and that she slept with Drake, and it's been recent, too. Married to Kanye, right? And then yesterday, I guess, you watched E, and they said, no, it's not true, and blah, blah, blah. Kim says it's not true, whatever. Well, here's my theory. Remember that piece that, who was it that, Nick Cannon?
Right, Nick Cannon is the one that really, like, set it all off. He said something like, it seems like Drake has something over the whole family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take that now.
Okay.
Take that. Also yesterday, Kanye West put out a tweet. Put out a tweet directed right to Drake. And he said to Drake,
oh my God, why do you know this?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I put an album out right on top of yours. Should have never done that. I don't know what I was thinking.
Right, because Drake kicked his butt.
Right. But my point is this. Why is he saying, I'm sorry to Drake, the day after all these rumors are flying about his wife? I'm back to Nick Cannon. I think Drake has something on that couple. I think he's got something on him, and that's why he's sucking up to Drake.
Okay. I think.
Done. That was
right,
it.
Here's what that's I all think. I got. Here's what I think. First of all, I don't think that Kiki is the song. But remember, I did like this part. Remember when Kim was sitting on top of Drake?
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave.
Because remember we were talking about her big butt and how she probably squished him under there?
Right.
You had to be here yesterday. It was really a long show.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was watching E! And they're like, it didn't happen. And then when Kim saw what that kid that was married to Mariah Carey said, Nick Cannon, she said, didn't happen, end of story. Now, they're saying on E! If it did happen, you kind of get more wordy with your statement. You're like, we've been friends for a long time, blah, 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 blah. She just went, didn't happen, end of story. Like,
move on.
Yeah, like, move on. So, I don't know.
Kind of wish it had a...
You could what?
I wish it had to happen.
Had to happen?
Mm-hmm.
What's a had to happen?
I wish it had of happened.
What happened was... Anyway, I don't know if it happened or not. And I think the reason why he put out the tweet is because he'll sell more albums.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm thinking. Did you see some of the things that are going viral? The woman that dips her chicken finger in a soda?
How stupid is that? I mean, are we just craving stupid news?
Just saying. I mean, it went viral.
You got a woman who dips a chicken finger in a soda.
And it went viral.
And we've been trying on this show for the past 5 years to go viral. We can't get one stinking thing to go. What? And this lady's got a chicken finger.
A chicken finger in a soda. And people were crazy about it. People were like, wow, I got to try it. People are thinking it's the new, like, must dip instead of barbecue sauce or ranch or any of those things. Like, dip your chicken finger in your soda.
I'm going to dip my Nike shoe into my coffee right now. Videotape it and put it up there and see if I can make it
go
viral.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, because Nike's in the news, right?
Yeah,
so I'll use a Nike, put it inside my coffee, and let's see what happens.
Well, like I told you yesterday, that went viral, didn't it? The whole Nike thing with Colin Kaepernick. Man. Even the president of the United States, he chimed in. He didn't think it was a good idea. The big and rich, I don't know if it was big or rich or whichever one, he went off about it. Like, it was crazy, and I was just like, I told you guys. It was going to be everywhere. It was going to be completely not bipolar.
Bipartisan?
That's
not bipolar. It's polarizing.
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some people loved it and were buying all the Nike they could and going crazy, and other people were burning their damn shoes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't burn my shoes.
They lost a lot of money yesterday, but a lot of people did, so we'll see what happens.
It's crazy.
I don't really care one way or the other.
Yeah, I don't either.
Do you? I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, if they want Colin Kaepernick, it's America, man. You can sign whomever you want. I mean, think about it. Before they had him as the face of a Nike, they had Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods had 14 hookers.
Yeah.
We didn't have a problem with that.
Well, they did. They fired him.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Once he got busted, you don't think they knew he had all those hookers?
They might not have known about the hookers.
I think they did.
You're saying that it was an undercover operation. So you're telling me that Subway knew about Jared?
No, I don't know anything about the Jared thing. All I'm saying is I think one of the hookers had a swoosh on her. So I think they knew.
What the hell is wrong?
Right across her chest.
Really?
Big old Nike
swoosh. I get the swoosh, what it is. Thank you, dear God. The other thing that went viral the last couple of days, did you see Lindsay Lohan dance in Greece?
No. Oh, I did.
It was horrible.
And then I saw a lot of people trying to mimic that and put up videos.
Yeah, it's the new Kiki dance.
Yeah.
They're trying to do the Lolo.
Wasn't it like something like this? Wasn't it like something like
It was kind of like
a dip and a kick and a dip.
It was stupid.
It was dumb. But they said she was drunk out of her mind.
That is the worst dance ever.
What's a drunk dance?
And then she whipped her hair.
Jamie's doing the thing.
She whipped her hair forward, and she did that kick you were talking about.
She has that little dip toward the camera.
It was awful.
It looked like, you know that line dance where everybody, you know, kind of kicks their leg, and then they do that twist? You know, I don't know what it's called. Is it like the hustle or something?
Well, there's quite a few of them, but I don't.
But they all kind of are the same. They all have that little dip, and then the kick, and then a swing around, and right?
I feel like you and I could do the achy breaky heart.
You know what I'm talking about? Where they step forward.
I understand what a line dance is.
It's like she ripped that off, but really did a poor job with it.
It was really bad. Do the hashtag do the Lilo.
Yeah.
So, Sean, will you post that for us, please? It's how to do the hashtag do the Lilo. It's the next new challenge. Oh, dear God. Do we really have to do a Lilo? I don't want to do the Lilo.
No, I don't think I'm going to.
Okay, all right.
It's a dumb dance.
It is a dumb dance.
I think you have to be drunk to do it.
Obviously. Did you see Jim Cantore yesterday?
I did. I watched.
God, he's hot.
I watched the coverage of Hurricane Gordon as that thing went on shore in somewhere in South Alabama, I think it was.
I was bored to tears. I told my son, I go, oh, Mom's got to go and see Jim Cantore get hit by a hurricane. Yeah. I turn it on. Jim Cantore's just like, yeah, nothing's really happening here. Let's send it over to Larry, who's on the beach. And poor Larry is standing on the beach getting pummeled by sand.
Yeah, I think
he got exfoliated.
Jim Cantore, I think that he has become too big for his britches, for those LL Beans that he wears.
Well, you know, they are tight.
You know, but I think he's become too big for them, simply because I don't think he goes to those areas anymore. I think that's all done inside of a studio somewhere where they just put the effects of rain and wind in there, because last night it didn't look like he was at a hurricane.
But why is his pants so tight?
I don't know.
I mean, we have IT Ted is much bigger than Jim Cantore can ever hope to be, and Ted's pants fit.
Well, he probably orders them online, and a lot of times you'll get them, and they'll be just too small.
Like women do with their shirts so their boobs look bigger?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You can't try them on, see, when you order online.
No, you sure can't. No. But whatever. Boobs. Did you see who the new Bachelor is?
No.
I believe he's from Colorado.
Who?
Colton Underwood. He was number 4 on The Bachelor. And I think the word was...
From Colorado?
I think Colton lives in Colorado. I think he does. I can't remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be the next Bachelor on ABC. And here's the crazy part. Colton's a big old virgin.
He is?
He has not had the relations with the ladies.
I don't know if I buy that.
That's what they said, that Colton's...
How old is he?
I don't know, like 50?
Really?
Yeah.
50-year-old virgin?
Yeah. They had that one about the 40 one. Now they changed it to 50.
50-year-old virgin.
And he's the oldest bachelor in bachelor history.
John, is he from Colorado? Are you researching?
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
He is from Colorado. He's not from here originally, but I believe he lives here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, nothing. I'm just...
That's the first time they've ever had a virgin, a man virgin.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd admit that.
Well, he's very odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't explain what he is. I don't know. He's very odd. He was a professional football player for a little bit, and then he got cut. And he's not like Tim Tebow because it's about the Lord or anything. Mm. I just think he's afraid.
Yeah.
What do they call that when you're afraid? Frigid.
Frigid.
I think he's a frigid.
Yeah. Colton the Frigid Bachelor.
Sean, why do you have a koala bear on your screensaver?
Because he's cute. I think I set that last year after you had come back from Australia.
Okay.
And it's just been there.
It's just been there?
He is from Colorado.
Oh, he is? Okay. Yeah.
Where at?
Yeah, here in Colorado.
I love
the whole state.
The whole state is from everywhere.
They don't say what city?
Nope. Anyway.
Somebody says
He's going to be the new Bachelor, and he is coming with some controversy. Not only is he the first Bachelor, but some people are saying that he might be lying about it, like you said.
I just said that. I think he's lying.
How do you know? I mean, you can't.
He played professional football. That means he came up through the ranks of playing high school. Yeah. He was a star. He had to be a star in college, and he's not been out with some women.
I'm just saying, maybe some men have some morals.
Nope.
Tim Tebow does.
Yeah.
He loves Jesus.
Yeah.
And it respects women. You should try it.
I'm not sure I'm buying the whole Tebow thing either.
Oh, my Whoa. God. He's total. Oh, how dare you say that?
You
no, yes.
That.
For
he's
sure.
He's been dating supermodels.
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
On.
He is a virgin. Tim Tebow loves Jesus and
he
loves the Lord.
He might have been in college, but he's mm-hmm. not today.
No, he is.
He's not saying that.
He
has
said. Yes, he still is saying I'm a virgin. Just for the first time.
You guys live in a fantasy world.
No. Tim yeah. Tebow believes in the Bible. The Bible said, thou shalt not put a thy wiener in thy the places that it does us not a belongeth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Saith the Lord.
That's yes. right. See?
All right. Believe what you want.
Sean, what guys... is that? What is that commandment? That the wiener one?
Find yourself not engaging in fornication. Let's see. It was with thy wiener, saith the Lord.
Amen.
My bad.
Thank you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Somebody says he lives in Highlands Ranch and his parents live in Parker.
And his bachelor profile says he's from Denver.
We stalked him at the Parker Lifetime Fitness last weekend when he was working out.
All right.
His Twitter account says that he lives in Highlands Ranch. We got to get a hold of him. Can we get him on the air there, Sean?
Sure.
I mean, look what happened with Amber. We had her on the air, and then she has a job.
Yeah. We'll get him on the air, and then he'll get laid.
Oh,
well, that's the whole point here, right?
Good. All right, anyway. I had one more thing that I wanted to tell you. Stand by. What is it? Hold on. Colton, I already hit that one. Oh, I remember. The CDC has just issued a statement saying, do not eat your Honey Smacks.
Really?
Do not eat them. Don't eat your Honey Smacks.
Was that from AOL?
Hold on, let me look.
It's about a month old.
I know, but I think they're still telling people that they have Honey Smacks in their cabinets.
Yeah, they said get rid of them
weeks ago. I know they did. I remember that. But the thing is, like, I still have some from that variety pack.
Yeah.
Because have you thrown away your Honey Smacks?
Never had them.
What?
I don't buy them.
You're crazy.
No, I'm a Raisin Bran guy.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I buy.
Need the fiber, get their poo on.
Yeah, I like the Raisin Bran. Yeah. I don't like it. It's just a better cereal, I think. The Honey Smack. Wasn't that Sugar Smacks at one time?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, when we discussed that, remember?
We sure did.
Okay, anyway, we'll do some research about why the CDC is reissuing this statement. And there you go, Tabloid Trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.